This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. After Paul clearly presented his case for the pagan being lost and without excuse, he tackles the culpability of the religious person who would agree wholeheartedly with his assessment of the pagan. Paul points out that God will judge them on the same basis they judge the pagan. If that is the basis, they would be condemned as well. No one fully lives up to the moral standard they have been taught or determined for themselves. They are doubly without excuse. Their condemnation, if anything, is worse because they know better. It was Jesus who said in Matthew 7:1-2, "Judge not, or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." This is not theoretical. Paul says in verse 2, "Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. If we take it upon ourselves to pass judgment on others, while at the same time do the same things we condemn in them, who do we think we are? We won't escape God's judgment any more readily than they will." Just because the religious person has received special revelation from God, that privilege does not exempt them from God's judgment. God is interested in the doing of the law. The riches of God's kindness, tolerance, and patience towards those privileged with being the recipients of God's special revelation in the law requires the same response God was looking for from the pagan exposed to natural revelation: humility, reverence, and obedience. In short, God is looking for repentance and faith. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.